welcome to Miss Kara and Amelia, who are the authors of the Backstreet Boys 30th Anniversary Celebration autobiography. Talk to me, guys. How are you? Thank you for coming here today.
I'm good.
Tell me a little bit about how you came about being such a big Backstreet Boys fan.
I'm going to have to tell the story, Amelia. He performed at my grad night, which was something that high school seniors did. I don't know. I think it was all over the country at the time. I don't think they do it anymore. But high school seniors would go to Disney World and be there all night long, just high school seniors. And they would have different musical guests. The year that I went in 98 was Backstreet Boys. Like, they had just really, really got really big. So it was like May 1st, 98. And I didn't care about seeing them. I thought they were New Kids on the Block wannabes. And so I spent the whole time over at the concert with a country guy that's from my hometown. I don't know if you know Thomas Rhett. His dad was a country singer. So they're from my hometown. So I stayed over there. And then at the end, I was like, I'm going to go up and see what they're about. My little cousin that I babysat loved them. So I make my way to the front because it wasn't like a real concert. People were coming and going. And so I made my way to the front and they were singing Everybody. And Nick looked down and asked if he was sexual. I kind of said, yeah. And that was pretty much it. The next week at school, I made a freshman girl give me a poster out of her Teeny Bopper magazine.
I love that.
And that started my love affair.
I love it. Amelia, what about you?
For me, it was when I first started playing games on the radio. I didn't know their name. Didn't know who sang the song or what the song was called. Had to listen to the radio to keep, you know, to keep finding out what the name of the group was and everything. And I think from then, that point on, I became a fan. Then in March of 98, I got their album on cassette. And from that point on, I became a fan and stuck.
Now, for anyone listening to this that is like, a cassette, why was she listening to the radio?
Yeah.
We didn't always have Apple Music. We didn't always have Spotify. Okay, we had to sit by the radio with our cassette tapes in. Hit record in order to catch the music. We couldn't just Google on our phones, what's the name of this song?
Yeah.
Sometimes we had to listen. Yes, I remember listening to the songs. And trying to figure out by the lyrics, what's the name of the song?
Yeah.
How did you two come from your fan? Like, have you guys always known each other? How did you guys become connected?
We were just talking about how Gold explained that. I can tell it. So I always had fan sites, like, right after I became a fan. A little bit later, I started writing fan fiction. So I always had fan fiction sites. And then Amelia started this huge site called Chaos Online. When did you start that, Amelia?
I started that like in July in 2006.
Yeah. So
for 12 years and then I closed it in 2018. Yeah.
Yeah. So she started. I took a small little break. I still love music, but I took a fandom break while I was at college. So that's when she created it. Then when I got back in really into the fandom, we kind of knew each other, but we became friends. What was it like 2000, I guess, 16 or seven, somewhere around.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both started. Well, she had already kind of been working on it, working with the Backstreet Boys fan club. And so we all had a group chat. And so Amelia and I started, you know, talking more off on the side, and then we met at a concert in 2019 in Pittsburgh for the first time.
That's fantastic. How do you just go about like having a fan site that just kind of takes off? Like, how do you manage that?
It's a lot of hard work.
It is a lot of work. Yeah.
Amelia's side, I feel like, was oh, I mean, her style was huge. I mean, Nick knew about it. Well, he knows about BSB Fangirls,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Nick knew about it. Yeah. And then that led me to go on his website, starting updating his. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, like, you had your website before social media really took off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, it was a huge step because that's where, like, now social media is where everybody goes to get their news. But back then, everybody, all the fans went to, like, Amelia's site to get the news.
Yeah. We were pretty big. Yeah. I mean, when I did that night study to close it, all the fans were coming up to me saying, don't close it, you know, and stuff like that. And even it made me realize how big it was, you know.
That is awesome. And you're right. Like now when I hear a musician I like or a show I like, I just go to Facebook and I follow them or Instagram or Twitter and I follow them there. But I do remember the days of like following a website and going to a website.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so awesome that you guys were able to just be a part of something. I feel like that was so, I feel like it was just a kind of a culture.
Yeah, yeah. I had my fan fiction site was really popular. Amelia's site was crazy popular. And then after I started becoming a journalist, like a real journalist, then I ended up creating like a kind of news site like she did that morphed into BSB Fangirls. And then when Amelia closed her site, I was like, why don't you just come over here and do stuff on here and we can own it together. And no, it's our baby.
I love that. Tell me and our listeners a little bit more about BSB Fangirls.
It's not like a news site. We post news, but it's more like about thoughts, feelings, the kind of things that a lot of the Backstreet Boy fans go through. Like, we post things for their birthdays. We post things for anniversaries. Like right now, we have a thing going on for the 30th anniversary, even though we have had the book. So Amber is like doing this big thing about 30 days of BSB. So we started it like exactly 30 days before their anniversary. So it's just a bunch of things all together. So I used to have an Etsy shop. It's on break right now, where I would do not things that are illegal, like copyrighted, but my own spin on things. And both Amelia and I write fiction also. So it all just kind of combines like a place for fangirls of the Backstreet Boys.
That is so awesome. I love that you, like, it's something you're so passionate about that you've just kept it going for this long. The only thing I think that has kept my attention that long are my children. And I think, I mean, they have to, so.
Oh, no, I think I probably, if I had children, it wouldn't keep my attention like that. It's so sad.
How did this come about? How did the writing of this book, was it your guys' idea? Was the idea brought to you? How did this come about?
Amelia, you want to take it?
I'll take it. We got emailed by the publisher. In regards to writing a book about their anniversary, they had gotten the okay from their boss, and so they came to us. They said they knew about our fan site, and so they basically just asked us, and we decided to go ahead and do that. We actually were going to do the same thing on the website with all the history stuff and their discography and all that stuff, but the book took over, so we never did that anymore.
Yeah, the book took over our other project that we were doing.
Well, I bet this book is just, it's beautiful. And it's just packed much information. And the timeline in the back is, I think, like, my favorite. I'm a timeline person myself. What is the process of writing a book entail? Writing this book about the Backstreet Boys?
Well, first off, we had to write it very quickly. I think it was like a span of 6 weeks, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
We got asked in May to write this book, and that had been done by the end of July.
That is wild.
Yeah. All oh my while goodness. We both had, I was dealing with my mom being sick, and then I caught COVID at a Backstreet Boys concert.
Oh my
and
gosh.
And then Amelia was having her own health issues.
Oh
and
my
so
goodness.
It was like a very crazy time.
Yeah.
But we started, like, first off, we did an outline, and then we already were both kind of know-it-alls when it comes to Backstreet Boys random stuff. I won a trivia thing on the cruise, last cruise for them.
I read about that.
So, yeah, so we already knew a lot of stuff, but we also did a lot of research, especially in old newspapers that you can kind of see quotes from them, especially in the early days. That's the stuff that I feel like a lot of people hadn't heard, hadn't seen, like some of the newspaper clippings. We found the ad that Lou put in to the Orlando Centennial to, you know, find the guys. It was just a lot of research, a lot of time writing, and plus blending our two voices because we're different writers.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of work. Plus the pictures.
I was gonna say, did you guys get to pick all these wonderful pictures that went into the book?
Majority of them we picked out. Some I think the publisher picked out, and the others are from Faze, and a bunch of them are from Karen, actually. Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah, it's a lot of my photos in very like second half of the book.
That's awesome. Am I right that the publisher here is Epic Inc.?
Yeah, in Quarto, yeah.
How was it working with them?
They were good. The person that really got us started on is also a Backstreet Boys fan. That's how she got the idea for the book.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good working with them. It was our first time working with a book publisher. Like, I've worked with journalism publishers and magazines, but like not anything book wise. So it was a cool experience. Like, seeing our name on the book is something we both dreamed about.
Absolutely. How has writing this book changed anything for you?
For me, it's made me really want to push getting something fiction published. I've self-published some books. So that's the biggest thing for me. It's made me really want to work to get something fiction published.
I would probably say the same, because I was currently writing a fiction story that I had put on Wattpad, but then I removed it, and I'm currently editing it, so I'm hoping to push it to a publisher and to get it out there.
That is awesome. Now, has this journey of Backstreet Boys fandom and dedication and pride allotted you any, like, have you got to meet the Backstreet Boys? Do you get any special privileges? Because I feel like you guys deserve something.
I think Nick knows my social security number. we have met them. It doesn't really have anything to do with the book or anything, but we tend to do VIPs for their shows, or I've been on, I think, 4 out of the 6 cruises.
Oh, wow.
So, and different things, like I go to a lot of comic cons and things like that, and Nick and AJ and Howie once have been there for those. So
that is so cool.
I've pretty much met them at concerts, and then I did the 20th anniversary event they had, and so I met them there. And then I met Nick a couple of times at a solo concert.
That is so cool. I'm going to ask the question, guys. Do you have a favorite Backstreet Boy?
Right now, for me, it's Nick. Originally, I actually went Tally. But then in like 2000, it kind of like changed over to Nick because I realized we had like a lot more in common. So basically, been Nick since.
Listen,
I didn't know you liked Tally.
yeah, at the beginning, we thought I told you that.
I love it. I have a little, I remember having a little AJ crush myself. That was my, I liked Nick. I knew who he was. AJ was my crush. But I, out of the Carters, was kind of an Aaron Carter fan growing up. I think we were closer in age. But I think AJ was my little Backstreet Boys crush.
I have to say something real quick. What was it, Amelia? I was looking back at my my senior book or something a few weeks ago, and I noticed where I said Brian was a cute one or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah,
and I don't remember Brian, but yeah, that was interesting.
That's awesome. It's so funny because it's just kind of how it works, right? It's like we forget about things until they're brought back up. Do you guys foresee a continuous future? I know like you've had websites before that maybe, Amelia, you talked about shutting one down. What do we see as the future of the Backstreet Boys, the BSBFangirls.com? Is that something we see staying up for the foreseeable future?
I think so. I think so. I don't have any plans on closing it down. I feel like we have a really good team right now, especially with me, Amelia, and then have two other girls, Nelly, who also helps out with the official fan club, and Amber, who came on as a writer, and we've all become really good friends with her. Like, I just came back on a trip from 90s Con with her. So I feel like we have a really good group right now that's really kind of dedicated. So I don't think it's going anywhere, because I know I'm not going to stop being a fan anytime soon. So.
Is the website something that we go on and we can subscribe or follow or like put in our email for updates? How does that work if we're someone who just wants continuous news? What do we do?
It's no subscription, but we have social media accounts that we update all the time, especially Twitter and Facebook. I've kind of slacked recently on Instagram. I need to get that back up. And we have a TikTok, which is mostly kind of my personal one, but it still goes by BSB Fangirls. So we're always posting, especially Twitter and Facebook are probably our biggest. But I believe people can sign up for email updates whenever we post something too.
You guys make sure we are going and we're following the BSB Fangirls on Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Do you guys ever do any Q&As on those?
I did one recently for the book. When we got the advanced copy of the book, I did one. Yeah, I did one on Instagram.
Yeah, was that fun? I've never done a Q&A, and I've contemplated doing it for the podcast that I'm on, for Disney Moms, and I haven't done it yet. I haven't just taken that plunge.
It was my first time doing a Q&A on Instagram. Like, I normally don't do videos because I don't really like how I sound or look on video. But yeah, I did one and I got a pretty decent amount of questions, and it was fun to do something out of my comfort zone. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, Amber and I also have a podcast that I forgot what it's called. We haven't done an episode in like a week. It's very new, but it's linked on our website. So we talk a lot of Backstreet Boys stuff. We got to do an episode about 90s Con that we just came back from.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I would love to listen to that. I am a 90s girl. I am a 90s girl myself, so I will have to take a look at that podcast. I have had such a great time talking to you guys, and thank you guys so much for taking time out of your guys' days to talk to me. I know we have different time zones that we're all dealing with. To anyone listening, you guys have to go check out this book. It's Backstreet Boys 30th Anniversary Celebration. The book itself is just gorgeous. Like, it makes me feel like I am young.
It is pretty, yeah.
It is so pretty. I can't get over it. It makes me just feel like I am young again. And you just get so much info that you didn't realize you missed or that you needed. Like, it's, once you start reading and learning, you don't want to stop. Gives you like a new perspective, and they worked so hard on this book. So thank you guys so much for putting out the book. Thank you so much for talking to me, and everyone, make sure we go follow them on their socials at BSB Fangirls.
Thank you.